Oh, God.
You said you had a story about the Cub Scouts, though.
Well, I did. So, you know, one of our listeners sent us a story. They sent us an email saying, look, you know, it's bullshit that, you know, rifle reclasses make you safer. And he relays a story that, you know, basically they had rifle reclasses in his school. And then his kid, this you know, buddy of his almost shot him because he didn't think the gun was real, which I think is hilarious. Real guns with bullets in them. But, you know, I have a similar story. When I was a teenager, I was 17, I think, I got roped into teaching firearm safety for the Cub Scouts for the summertime. So they had like a Cub Scout day camp thing. And my buddy Rick and I, we got...
Of all the things...
I know, dude. I know.
You're like...
Right?
You are the most incompetent person I know.
I know. I agree with you.
You teaching... children anything. Like, anything,
literally
anything.
Literally anything. Yeah. I went to school to be a teacher, and I immediately abandoned ship because I recognize that should I lead the youth of America, I will only lead them into chaos and anarchy. So I instead am a manager at a Fortune 500 company. Oh, that's great. But nonetheless, I was teaching firearm safety to a bunch of Cub Scouts, me and my buddy Rick. We got roped into this by his mom, you know. And so we had to get up at 5:30 in the morning and go to this fucking day camp and set up the, you know, the Daisy Red Ryder BB guns and the balloons and things that were the targets and, you know, get everything ready. And then all these fucking little shitty kids would pile in. And I wasn't even a fucking Cub Scout, by the way. I wasn't a Cub Scout. I wasn't a Boy Scout. I wasn't a fucking Weeblo. I wasn't a fucking any of those things.
A Weeblo?
Right?
Wait,
that's
a minute.
One of the...
Do
I
they
know,
wobble?
Right? Like, you know the Cub Scouts have a diddling kids problem when they call them Weeblo, right? So I wasn't even involved except for that my buddy Rick's mom was like a Cub Scout leader. So I was like, sure, I'll do it. And I had been shooting for years, a few years at this point, but not fucking teaching anything about firearm safety. I didn't give a shit about firearm safety. So these kids come and, like, you know, we were taught, you know, in like 10 minutes before, like, all right, here are the rules. Make sure the kids don't kill each other. So we, you know, yell at the kids and they shoot balloons and they lay prone on the ground and we teach them to shoot and they wear the fucking eyes and ears and all that garbage, which is totally unnecessary, by the way, because there's no, like, the ears are unnecessary on a BB gun, right? Like, it's a spring-loaded BB gun. It makes no noise. Anyway, we're bored. I mean, it's totally the dumbest thing in the world. We're bored out of our minds, and we're the kids go away to go eat lunch or, I don't know, do whatever kids do. And Rick and I decide, well, this is a great time for us to fuck with these guns. So we're shooting everything we can shoot because we're 17, and we simply are incapable of making good decisions at this point in our lives. And so Rick goes out onto the field, you know, where the balloons are, and me and Rick, or me and actually Rick's girlfriend at the time, who was also there with us for unexplained reasons, we just start shooting Rick. This is fun. Like, we're shooting at Rick. Ah, this is great, you know, and he's dancing around, and we're all laughing. Rick's laughing. We're all laughing. And so we shoot at Rick for a little while, and that's all fun and games. And he turns around. And he comes plodding back. And he comes back. And so now it's my turn, so I go out on the field, and Rick and his girlfriend are shooting at me now, and I don't like it very much because getting shot with BB guns kind of sucks. Like, if you've played BB, have you played BB Gun Wars?
No.
No? Well, everybody did this in the suburb. Like, out in the fucking, like, cornfield world where we lived, you know, you fucking shoot each other BB guns. It's the dumbest shit in the world. So after, like, a minute of this, I'm like, well, fuck this. This kind of hurts. So I turn around to yell at them. And I turn around and I see Rick level the gun right at my face. And boom, he pulls the trigger. And I can see that. I swear to you. I
what
swear I can see the BB. And I'm just like,
what a dick.
And it pops me right in the left eye. Bonk! Hits me right, like, dead center. Not near the eye. Not in the eyelid. But like, bonk! That's your eye, motherfucker. And I'm so fucking mad. Like, I am. And my eye immediately shuts because it's fucking eye, right? It immediately shuts and it's bleeding. And I close my eye, put my hand up to it. I move my hand back. There's blood coming off my hand. And I think I lost my eye. And my first thought is, you motherfucker. I'm just mad. Like, I'm going to have a fucking eye patch. I'm so fucking mad. And so, but this is my best friend at the time. So, like, I know I can't ball up my fist and hit him because he's still my best friend. So instead, I just knock him to the ground. I just bang his shoulders against the ground. I'm fucking screaming at him. And I'm cursing a blue streak. And his dad is, like, 25 yards away. And there's all these little kids. And I'm cursing this guy up one side and down the other. And blood is pouring down my face. And I got my hand over my eye. And I think, at this point, I thought I lost my eye. And I'm walking around, and I just walk away from him, and it's fucking muttering and cursing and yelling. And so then I finally get the courage to open, and his dad comes, and I shake his dad off me. I'm just like, go away, and I'm just like, throw him off me. And I get the courage to open my eye, and I open my eye, and I can see a little bit. So I'm like, okay, good, the eye is still there, you know. And I was so fucking mad. Long story short, I lied about it, told my dad I got stung by a bee in the eye because I knew I'd get in trouble. I didn't want Rick to get in trouble because that's my buddy, right? So we make up some bullshit story. My eye swells up. It no longer focuses, by the way. That eye does not focus. That's a shapes and colors eye. That's not a seeing stuff eye. I show up the next day. Like, I have to go to the ophthalmologist and all that. And I have drops and a patch. And it's all fucked up. My eye got all fucked up. And I show up to fucking teach Cub Scout firearm safety the next day. And my eye is like swollen shut. And it's constantly like leaking like yellow fluid and blood. It looks so fucked up. And the whole time these little kids, they're like, oh, and they're kind of scared because we're mean anyway.
Sure.
And
yeah.
I'm like, and this is what happens when you don't wear your goggles. This is what happens when
and
you don't wear your
safety. And you're clearly a pirate.
Protection.
So,
right.
Yeah, fucking A, man.
Yeah, but I taught the whole rest of the week. I taught that Cub Scouts firearm safety the whole rest of the week, fucking leaky, pus-filled eye and everything. It was pretty awesome. I'm pretty much the greatest firearm safety instructor in America.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I had a comment about that article, right? After the fact, it was something that struck me was, how hard is gun safety? You know, after hearing your story, kind of hard, actually, I think.